Well, a reminder that there'll be another edition of The Burgess Way at the same time next week. And if you'd like to join The Burgess Way's audience, just write to us and we'll direct you to their psychiatric wing. Remember the address, Broadcasting House, London W1A1AA. And of course, if you'd like some tickets to see the show, just get in touch with us and we'll arrange for a party of tickets to come along to one of the recordings.
Chris Emmett is now appearing as a jar of vapor rub at the Old Vic.
Well, that ends lesson 18 in our funky series of correspondence courses, Become a Rock Star, Dan Baggett's Man. If you write now to Joe Kendall, Marjorie Reese, Chris Emmett, and Fred Harris, in no time at all, they'll make your voice great like Rod Stewart. Need are some numbers written by Andrew Marshall and David Renwick and some additional numbers by Don Lloyd, Douglas Adams, and Chris Keekly. Have your record produced today by Simon Brett of Stepney. See you next week, rock fans and hippie dynamic living.
Well, for me, Dean Martin, I'd just like to say goodbye, dynamic livers everywhere. Yeah.
And finally, a last word on the music business from Dean Martin.
We apologize for the fact that this week's edition of The Burgess Way appears to have started at the wrong end. Now going backwards. We'll try and set this right as soon as possible, but in the meantime, here is a short intermission.
There will now be a short intermission. Although probably not quite as short as you might expect.
Coming soon to this embarrassing technical holdup, The Burgess Way to Dynamic Living. Yes, the humorous wireless program of a lifetime. The show that starts where all the others left off. At the end. The script that combines the wit of Arthur Mullard, Bernard Manning, and Esther Ransom in one breathtaking, never-to-be-forgotten full stop. Witness again the agony, the sheer pathos of two grown men struggling to simulate a Japanese accent.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Oh, yes, Simpkins. Now, Simpkins, how long have you been a kamikaze pilot?
Two years now, sir.
2 years. And during that time, Simpkins, how many kamikaze missions have you flown?
19, sir.
Banking.
Yes, sir.
Huh. Well, let us, for a moment, refresh our memories about the function of a kamikaze pilot. There are various ancillary facets to the job regarding damage to enemy craft, but broadly speaking, Simpkins, I think you will agree with me, the idea is to kill yourself.
Correct, sir, correct.
Now, you will concede that I am not overstating the case unduly when I say that you don't seem to have had a lot of luck in that particular...
No, sir. I think the whole idea is rather silly, sir.
Silence, Simpson. Silence. Your record is, to say the least, abominable. Let us just recap, shall we? 1, couldn't find target.
No, sir.
2, couldn't find target. 3, couldn't find target. 4, couldn't find target. 5, forgot headband. 6, couldn't find target. 7, couldn't find target. 8, headband slipped over eyes.
I couldn't find target, sir.
Oh. 9, couldn't find target. 10, came back with headache.
Yes, sir. The headband was too tight, sir.
11 to 18, couldn't find target. 19, got halfway there, then had to come back.
What far was it? Forgot the plane, sir. Oh.
Now, this couldn't find target theory of yours, Simpkins.
I don't think you've been looking very hard.
Oh, yes, sir. I have, sir. I have been looking all over the place. Huh? But sometimes you can search for hours and not see a single aircraft carrier.
Oh, well, where exactly have you been looking for these aircraft carriers, Simpkins?
For
instance, I noticed that you seem to have more or less ignored the sea. I would have thought the sea. The sea was quite a promising earth.
I'm sorry, sir, but I stand by what I said, sir. I don't think we should be doing this at all. All this flying out and crashing into American and British ships and blowing them up, it's all wrong, sir.
Wrong, Simpkins? Give me one good reason why it's all wrong.
Well, the war finished 32 years ago, sir.
Yes, the show that's more exciting than Barbara Windsor put together. The Birkis Way to Dynamic Living tells the heartrending joke of two Irishmen who were stranded for 3 days in the underground when their escalator broke down. Mulder once again with the tormented passion of the caveman sketch.
Hello, Mum. Here, me and a tribe bagged a mammoth today, thanks to my latest log invention.
Log invention?
Yeah, I call it the hand log, Mum. You see, you get a small log, you hold it in your hand, and you can kill mammoths with it.
How?
Come, Mum, it's obvious. You and a tribe wait for a mammoth, and when one comes along, you raise the hand log over its head.
Yeah?
And when the mammoth jumps off, it hits its head on the hand log and knocks itself out. It's clever, isn't it?
What if the mammoth doesn't jump up?
Yeah, well, it is only designed to kill jumping mammoths.
So it was a jumping mammoth you caught, was it?
Oh, no. Not a lot of jumping mammoths about around here. This is strolling mammoth country, really. Of course, no doubt there were jumping mammoths here at one time, but we can only conclude that the ones that did jump, they haven't come down yet.
So what sort of mammoths did you get then?
Oh, well, this is the genius bit, see, Mum. For the non-jumping mammoth, you and the tribe wait for a mammoth same as before. You hold the hand log, you lift it up, and whop, you knock it out.
You lift up the hand log, and whop, you knock it out.
No, Mum, why don't you listen? You hold the hand log, you lift up the mammoth and whop, you knock it out. It saves you the bother of getting the mammoth to jump, see? Mind you, you need about 40 blokes to lift the mammoth up.
Well, they must be stupid.
True, they're not the most lucid of creatures, Mammoth. That's what allows us to beguile them with our superior technology, see? They get pretty scared, these mammoths, and then they're liable to sit on you.
Dead off.
No good telling the mammoth that much.
Yes, the Birkis Way to Dynamic Living, the show that made Edgar Allan Poe a household name. brings to life the golden age of comedy, which began with Max Bygraves and ended with Aristophanes. In the scene that has now become a legend in its own right, the one, the only, the intermission.
There will now be a short intermission.
Planning a holiday? Then why not come to Lowestoft? Yes, Lowestoft boasts the best skiing facilities in Suffolk. You'll have the time of your life in one of the many quaint little Austrian villas which nestle among Lowestoft's breathtaking snow-capped mountains. Then, in the afternoon, why not hire one of Lowestoft's native Moroccan camels to see the awe-inspiring pyramids of Lowestoft? And round off the evening by taking in Lowestoft's famous Grand Canyon by moonlight. Yes, there's all this to see and more in Lowestoft.
Andy, this advertisement is issued by the Lowestoft Not Entirely Truthful Tourist Board.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Lowestoft. Good old Lowestoft. You love it here in Lowestoft, and Lowestoft love you. Nowhere quite like Lowestoft, I always say. That's Lowestoft for you. I wouldn't live anywhere else but here in Lowestoft. Welcome to Lowestoft.
Hello. Is this Skegness?
No, but it'll do.
Oh, good. My name is Norman Hackenbottom, and this is my wife and two pet daughters. But none of whom say anything, because we've only got one woman in the cast, and that's you.
Oh, I understand. Right. Well, I think you'll enjoy your stay here at Funny Name Guest House. As you'll see, we've got wall-to-wall floors, ample ceiling space, and we're conveniently situated just a stone's throw away from people throwing stones.
I see.
Now then, I expect you'd like me to tell you the meal arrangement.
Oh.
Now, you'll be sitting here at table number 4 with Mr. Earp.
Mr. Earp? Oh, no relation to Wyatt Earp, is he?
No relation. This is Wyatt Earp.
Howdy, partner. Mighty pleased to meet you.
And over here at table 3 is Mr. Cisco Kidd.
Hello, gringos.
I won't be a minute with your cornflakes, Mr. Cisco Kidd. I'm just showing the family round. And here at table 1 are the Magnificent 7.
Lay off that toast, Brenner.
Not till you've got some marmalade, Bronson.
Why, you dirty stick.
Are all your guests cowboys?
Oh, no. Goodness me, no. We get all sorts here. We got the Lone Ranger in room 14. Jesse James and the Gentleman Friend in room 10. Then over in the annex, there's Pat Garrett and Doc Holliday and Billy the Kid.
In other words, they are all cowboys.
Yes.
Cowboys in Lowestoft?
Yes.
I always thought Lowestoft was an English seaside resort.
Oh, you're thinking of payday.
That's true, yes.
You see, it all started when we had one of those exchange visits. You know, those friendship town schemes.
What was the other town?
Dodge City.
I'm getting out of here. Oh!
Yes, Lowestoft, where men are fierce, tough and masculine, and sailors are disappointed. Where you can be hanged for stealing a pair of coconut shells, and where a 6-gun can maim a man for life, particularly if he wears his holster on the inside.
I reckon this hour just struck it rich.
What's that, old chum?
I said, just struck it rich at last. I've been out in them hills car prospecting.
Car prospecting?
Yes, sure.
Why, you must be plumb local, old chum. There ain't no cars within 50 miles of me.
Woohoo! Up in yonder stream there is. There's Hillman Imps up in that stream.
Ah! Them's not real Hillman imps. Them's just fools, Hillman imps.
Well, what other sort is there? Tommy, I tell you, I heard it from a prospect that came out from Great Yarmouth Way. Yeah, seems he'd been panning for Fort Anglias in the local creek. Yep, strained the water away, and there left in the pan was a British Leyland 1300. Yep, he took it straight ways along to the local assayer's office.
And what did he say?
Yeah, he just said it was just a lump of rusty old metal.
Jeepers, it was genuine then.
Sure. Yes, sure, and that ain't all. Do you know what I got in the river this morning?
What?
Now, looky here, now, just look here. I just empty out the old purse, and...
Well, how do you like that? A Jensen Interceptor.
Sure thing. Why, with this, I reckon I'll be able to get any one of them pretty showgirls.
Yeah. Look out, old-timer. Here's one coming over to the table now.
Why, ain't she at all? What's your name, honey bunch?
Eric Powell of Crowe.
Yes. Tell me something. Tell me. Do men ever kiss you around these parts?
No, only on the lips.
Hey, you know your teeth, they remind me of pearls.
Are hers black as well, then?
Are you sure a big girl, darling? Do you perform in this here saloon?
Yes.
What you do, honey?
Watch this.
Well, say, what else do you do besides play the piano?
Why, I do a striptease.
Yeah, and you remove everything?
No, only my clothes.
Well, don't you panic.
Come on, boys, drink your beer up. It's time to go.
Yeah, but Kitty, I've only just been.
You hurt me, Luke. This town gets too rough after midnight. Why, only last night, two masked men hijacked the Walton on the main stage and kidnapped old Judge Prendergast. Then they threatened that unless they was paid $18,000 in cash, they'd shoot themselves.
Well, I'll be.
And then, this very afternoon, the same men broke into young Lily Langtry's boudoir, ripped off all her clothes, and then forced her to...
What?
To run away for help.
Hey, you reckon this could be the work of the thick old boys?
It's hard to say.
Tell me, who are the thick old boys?
Just about the most ornery critters in town, that's all. That's them over at the gambling table now, playing baccarat.
Are they dangerous?
Hey, dangerous? Why, they'd put a whoopee cushion on your chair as soon as look at you. Yes, sir, folks back in Breedington-on-Sea was afraid to go out in the streets when they were planting plastic naughty doggy effects outside the saloon. I do believe they'd even give their own granny a trick fried egg on her breakfast plate for a nickel. Someone must have got him angry. Let's get out of here.
Claxon on say Essex. Reward $250. Okay, you got that, Prender? Then the next one's wanted, dead or alive, the Little Hampton Kid. Reward $500. And finally, not wanted at all, the Nicholas Parsons Kid. Especially alive. Okay.
All right, Deputy. We'll get all those posters run out for you just as soon as this telephone's been invented.
Deputy, it's the thick old boys. They're on the way here at this very moment. They've got to be stopped. Where's the sheriff?
Oh, over there, Miss Kitty.
Where?
On that chair.
Where? I can't see nothing but a glass of milky-looking water with a silver star pinned to the side.
Yeah, that is the sheriff, Miss Kitty. He's a glass of liver salt.
A glass of liver salt?
Right enough, Miss Kitty.
But, would he be any good at handling a big bunch of ornery, desperate killers and throwing them in jail?
Well, no, but it sure come in handy if their tummies was a bit upset.
Well, that's the most ludicrous thing I ever heard.
Yeah.
How can you expect a refreshing, sparkling antacid to maintain law and order in a town like this? It's not even as though he's still fizzing.
Hold on, Miss Kitty. Hold on. They've arrived. The sick old boys. Here they come now. Look, with the horses sitting on the backs. There's nothing else for it, Sheriff. You'll have to get out there and deal with them. Here we go, Miss Kitty. Hand me the glass.
What are you going to do?
I'm
going to
stand him out in the street. That'll soon stop those varmen. There. That'll show them the sheriff means business. Oh, no.
What is it? What's happened?
Don't look now, Miss Kitty. They just drunk the sheriff.
Okay, deputy, I'm coming out.
You mean coming in?
No, my zip's just gone. Come on, Ludovic. Let's go in and get him. Right, Dominic.
I guess this is it.
No, that's your gun, deputy. You'd better get ready to use it, too. They're coming up the steps right now.
Okay, deputy. If you don't open this door within 5 seconds, it'll still be closed. Right, deputy. You heard this coming.
You tell him.
Yeah. Tell him what we're going to do.
Right.
We're gonna stick our tongues out.
Yeah. Oh, no! Please spare him.
You stay out of this, Sonny.
You wouldn't dare stick your tongues out at a U.S. deputy.
Oh, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Let's let him have it.
Right,
Dominic.
Ludovic. Right, here goes.
Damn, missed. In that case, we've only one alternative. Unless you surrender, it'll have to be a smack butty.
I'll never surrender.
Okay, you asked for this. A smack butty it is. Ludovic, bend over.
No.
See? Oh, right. Have you had enough, deputy?
Never.
Yes, Lowestoft. In tests, 8 out of 10 owners says their cats preferred it to a tray of dirt. Perhaps your stay now, and remember, most hotels offer parole after only 4 weeks. Lowestoft, the holiday of a lifetime, Lowestoft.
Well, we're pleased to say that we've at last managed to put the tape on correctly, and we're now ready to proceed with this week's edition of The Burkis Way to Dynamic Living.
This is Radio 4.
The BBC regret to announce that the program which follows contains a rather embarrassing reference to the word botty.
As many people are extremely offended by the word botty, and just hearing botty said on the air causes them great distress, we are taking pains to forewarn all botty-sensitive persons of the botty content in this next show. So, if you're not a botty man, now's the time to switch off. If, however, you're not particularly mad about botties, but wouldn't mind hearing the rest of the show, excluding the botty reference, please write to the BBC's head of botties, Sir Lionel Pelvic Girdle. And by return of post, we'll send you a pair of plastic buttocks, which you can put over your ears and thus avoid all embarrassment. And now, the botty way. Oh, no, sorry.
Yes, it's time now to bum around with the Baggage Way to Dynamic Duo. Because this week we look at popular music and also at some records by the Osmonds. Well, with our help, you two could make it on the underground scene. Simply write off now for your cap and busker's manual to Joe Kendall, Nigel Reeves, Chris Emmett, and Fred Harris, and you'll receive free details of less than 18 in our amazing...
And I'm afraid that's where we have to leave the Burgess Way for another week, because here is a gale warning. Issued by the Met Office at 1900 hours, Greenwich Mean Time, last year. Radios 1 and 2, Jimmy Young program, 1257 hours. Gale warnings long to very long. Pete Murray's open house, 10:30. Warnings tedious, tiring, boring, monotonous. Force 10. Fred Astaire story, 1900 hours. Warnings yawnable, soporific, sleep invoking to very sleepy.